So this is going to be kind of a heavy subject, but there's some really good resources out there that I wanted to make you aware of, because I don't think this is going to go away anytime real soon, okay? So I want to go ahead and pray before we get started, all right? Father in heaven, we just thank you for your mercy and grace. We thank you for your truth. We thank you, Father, that you never change. And we seem to be living in a world that changes rapidly. And unfortunately, it's not for the good. So I pray, Father, that you would give us your wisdom, that my words would be helpful to these ladies, and that you would be glorified. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right. So this topic is going to be about transgender issues. And this is really a hot topic right now. There's a lot in the media about this subject. So before I get started with my notes, I have a couple of resources that I just wanted to read from that are not at the end of your notes. So I wanted to tell you where these are so you can go back and look at these. I got two articles off of the Gospel Coalition website. Are you familiar with the Gospel Coalition website? Okay. The first one is How to Talk with Your Kids About Transgender Ideology. How to Talk with Your Kids About Transgender Ideology. And the second one is Transformation of a Transgender Teen. Transformation of a Transgender Teen. So I'm just going to read a little bit from both of those, okay? So it says, last spring, Helena Kirshner's story of detransitioning made waves. And this girl is not a believer. Helena detailed what lured her into gender transition and how she got out. She had felt insecure about her body and was struggling with an eating disorder. She became estranged from her family and friends. A few clicks on Google opened her up to an online community ready to welcome and accept her. Eventually, she recognized that questioning her gender identity elevated her online social status even more. She changed how she dressed and started binding her chest, and when she turned 18, she began taking high doses of testosterone. Through all of this, the refrain she heard from social workers, psychologists, and friends was that gender transition would eventually make her depression disappear. Helena writes now, however, that the real result was, quote, an even wider disconnect from understanding the conditions that led me to feel such sadness, fear, and grief, end quote. As parents, how many of our kids could voice the same insecurities and struggles Helena had? Now imagine that when your child felt these things, someone promised her that she could do this gender transition and that would let her trade all her awkward loneliness for belonging. Can you feel the pull? Our kids are particularly vulnerable at this stage in life, at this time in history. What can we do? Questions of gender and sexuality are ubiquitous in the social universe of today's teens, whether through social media, classroom instruction, or friends' stories, it's a fire hose of the same fallacy. The core of your identity is your gender identity. You create you. Okay, so it's a great article. That's just the very tip of the iceberg. I think you'll find it really, really helpful. There's some links in there that you could actually hear this girl giving an interview with someone. It was just really, really good. So the second one I want to read from is that Transformation of a Transgender Teen. Eva was in a church luncheon when she got an email from her 12-year-old daughter, Grace. Mom and Dad, I need to tell you that I'm not actually a girl. My pronouns are they/them. Eva couldn't breathe. She felt like she'd been punched in the gut. She hadn't seen this coming. In fact, a few months before, Grace had shared on social media her belief that God created people, male and female. Back then, Eva was sure that statement was going to earn Grace, who attended a progressive public school, some social problems. Instead, it seemed to blow over right away. I would have gotten bullied, said Grace, who is now 16. Instead, they decided to re-educate me. I got invited to groups where all they wanted to talk about was transgender stuff. Over the course of a few months, I decided I was going to be transgender. And then I ended up deciding I was a boy. Grace was experiencing what is often called rapid onset gender dysphoria, in which friendship groups begin to experience similar gender questions at the same time. 1 in 5 Gen Z Americans now identify as LGBT+, double the number of millennials, 1 in 10, and quadruple the number of Gen X Americans, about 1 in 20. So, Eva found herself in a really difficult place. But I think you hear some similarities, don't you, in some of that. They wanted to belong. Okay, so here's one more thing I was going to read for you. This was on Fox News, and the title of this was Former Trans Kid Shares Agony of Side Effects from Mutilating Medical Transition. I've gotten no help. It says, a former transgender kid who detransitioned after having a double mastectomy told Fox News Digital that she was worried about living with the painful side effects of the gender-affirming medical interventions for the rest of her life. At this point, I'm far from whole. I'm far from healed. I'm still processing and dealing with what I went through, Chloe Cole, 18, told Fox News. I've lost all my trust in my healthcare provider and possibly even in healthcare. Cole, who calls herself the canary in the coal mine, has become one of the most prominent voices speaking out against what is known as gender-affirming care for kids. She joined Do No Harm, an organization fighting to restore the ideals of the Hippocratic Oath in the medical field, as part of a campaign to protect minors from gender ideology. So she just keeps talking that she's got physical side effects. She doesn't know if she'll ever be whole again. She doesn't think she'll ever be able to have children. It's just a horrible situation. So authors have said that this phenomenon regarding sex and gender ideology started in the 1800s when the sexual revolution began. So this is not a new movement, but it certainly has gained steam and attention in the last decade, and it's being taken to dangerous extremes. The stats say about 0.5% of adults identify as transgender, and 1.4% of youths, 13 to 17 years of age, identify as transgender. People struggling with this say that their mind is saying one thing and their bodies another. Males are saying they're really female, and females are saying they're really male. It's been described as their hardware, their bodies. Their hardware doesn't match their software, their minds. And we're told that what our brain tells us, what we feel, what we believe about our sexual identity, it trumps every other consideration. What a person believes in their mind determines their sex and gender. What they believe even trumps what God's word says. And rather than examining their thinking, they're choosing to undergo transitioning to the opposite sex. So we need to be informed and wise on this subject because it's being forced on us from all sides. So here's some terms, and I think I put these all in your notes, that you need to know. Sex is a person's biological reproductive composition. Men have XY chromosomes and women have XX chromosomes. These cannot be altered. Sex is not assigned at birth. The sex of a person is revealed at birth according to their reproductive organs. So that's really important, assigned as opposed to revealed. Okay? Gender would be the social manifestation of one's biological sex. That's clothes worn, occupation, role in marriage. Gender identity, your sense of self, who you are in your own thinking. This is independent of one's biological sex. It's very fluid and it's ever changing. gender dysphoria,